Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
And no one,
but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool.
But the fool,
and he never gives an answer.
But the fool on the hill
sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Mike Adams is coming up. Look forward to the interview with him. But I was just sitting back realizing I've just done 2 hours of live radio and I have not plugged one time. And for folks that tune into regular radio, you know, they plug every segment. So let's talk about that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot operate without you funding us. And I'm not coming to you bitching. We've done incredible things. You've done incredible things. The world is waking up. We weren't supposed to be on air in the middle of 2021 during this globalist depopulation attack. But thanks to your incredible will and word of mouth and prayer and financial support, we're here. And so I've just done 2 hours of live radio and have not plugged one time, and that's my fault. When I plug at least once or twice an hour, we can fund ourselves. When I don't, we're close to being shut down under the very same attacks, the very same groups that are going after Mike Lindell and others. So I want to make it easy to fund the resistance in information warfare. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for over 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We have our activated charcoal, organic toothpaste with real peppermint and other essential oils. It doesn't have any additives. It's $9.95, discounted, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the activated charcoal mouthwash for all the essential oils that folks love. That's back in stock. And we have the new liquid turmeric concentrate extract, just like bodies, but liquid. It's 50% off vitamin D3 with calcium, it's 50% off. Vitamin C with zinc, 1,100% of vitamin C. It's Lance Pauling prescription with the zinc and rose hips, 50%. That is all selling out, and that sale has to end on Monday or Tuesday because a lot of these are very, very close to selling out. Also, the privacy pouches for 50% off with 11 free bumper stickers to spread the word, including the big door sticker that says no contact tracers here. That's like costs us almost a dollar, that sticker. That is $14.95. So a privacy pouch to protect your identity from contact tracers, the Faraday cage, droids, androids. It works great. Has great reviews. You can get all the stickers with it, ladies and gentlemen, for $14.95. That funds the operation. And then separately, we have X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. That is it for your stamina, your libido. That's all important. But what about immune system? It's essential. You have to have it. And it's Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, truly atomic. That is 50% off, even though I'm very, very close to selling out, because the good news is more is coming early next month. So I want to just sell out of it at 50% off. Stock up on that today. It's so hard to get products in with the lockdowns, with the garbage that's going on. But thank God a lot of products have come back in, including the activated charcoal toothpaste. We also have the great camouflage and navy blue and black free American flag that's so triggering to leftists. It helps you meet like-minded patriots. It says InfoWars.com on the back. Those shirts are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com as well. But whatever you do, realize that the people's mind is open now, like a field with good fertilizer and good soil and seeds and sunshine and rain. Now is the time to take the articles and the videos that you think are most important from freeworldnews.tv or band.video. Freeworldnews.tv isn't censored yet on Twitter and Facebook and places. It probably will be soon, but it's just a copy URL of everything at band.video and share it. And you've been doing that. And so InfoWars.com and band.video are growing exponentially. I love paying the $150,000, $200,000 bills each month for bandwidth, even though it's hard to pay those, because it's a sign of our victory. We stayed on air. They weren't able to shut us down, and it's just growing exponentially. And that's just on those videos. People are clipping clips out. They're sharing them. They're putting them on their own channels. It's beautiful. So you are the resistance. band.video, freeworldnews.tv. Share those articles. Pray for us. And buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Funding tomorrow's news today. For only 1 week, we're running Booster Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture. Not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
If you want my actual worldview, I believe that we're at war and that this is a takedown of Western civilization, if not humanity, so that it's an attack on us as humans against, I mean, they're coming after us, they're coming after our children, and they want us dead or sterilized. And we can argue who they are, but I think it's not a necessarily a nation-state war. This is a fifth-generation uncharacteristic war. There's a book that, if people don't get this, they should read this book by Zhao and Wang. They're Chinese colonels, and it was written in 99, and it really talks about this. The idea of using everyday items that we think of as not harmful suddenly become lethal. You're using poisons, you're using genetic agents. It's not characteristic warfare where you have a battlefield and you have an army and we can see what's going on. Part of this is the psychological operation. There's clearly been a psychological operation that has gotten the American people are getting their children vaccinated with something that's totally experimental. That's a symptom of some psychological illness. It's Stockholm Syndrome. They've created this. And so I think that's my worldview, is that this is not by accident. And they want us dead or sterilized.
This virus is a man-made gain-of-function virus paid for by U.S. taxpayers' dollars, including monies that came from the Department of Defense. This is a bioweapon. By every definition, and by every definition, their having developed this is a violation of the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty. Dr. Mengele right now is rolling over in his grave, thinking, wondering why he could not have the capacity to do this type of human manipulation. And right now, this vaccine rollout is the largest research project conducted in the history of mankind. You are either part of the experimental group or part of the control group. For anybody to be forcing or coercing anybody to take this vaccine, when if you look at the numbers on these vaccines, they do not statistically reduce your risk of coming down with a diagnosis of COVID or killing you. When you go through the EUA documents, you will find that those are the people who do not get diagnosed, and there is no statistically significant difference for the people who got the Pfizer vaccine versus people who didn't get vaccinated at 7 days, for the people who got the Moderna vaccine and who didn't at 14 days, and for the Janssen group at 14 days, there was a slight difference, but by 28 days, that difference was gone, and there's no difference in deaths. And in fact, the Janssen data is based upon the incorrect data if you read through the EUA, because if you go to the following table, you will find out that the numbers that they use to get approval are not the centrally confirmed lab numbers. They use the peripheral labs, but those numbers were not confirmed by the central core lab, which is what you do when you have a research project. A central place that says yes, no. The central core numbers don't even show benefit at 14 days. This is a biological weapon.
And Dr. Michael Fleming will be joining us with Mike Adams hosting in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. So coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes or so. Mike Adams joins us. He'll be co-hosting and hosting coming up in the third hour and the fourth hour today. I'm going to leave you in an hour because I'm a busy beaver with technical things and business things and funding operations that are just as critical as us being on air. I'd rather be on air. That's the most important thing. But Mike Adams stepping up to the plate. And so, speaking of Mike Adams, that was an interview on his show that we just played before that last clip with Dr. Lee Merritt, who I really want to get on, who is just so on target. She's saying the same thing I'm saying because we're seeing the same attack. Mike Adams, so much to cover, so much to get into. I don't even know where to start. California saying, yeah, you got to have shots to even go in a grocery store, just like France. Austin, businesses, restaurants announcing hotels got to have it to come in these. They are really making their move. Remember, you and I said this was coming years ago. We were crazy. Now it's here. So much to cover. So much to break down. What are you going to cover in the next 50 minutes while we're co-hosting together? And then what's coming up when you do the fourth hour today?
Well, I've connected some dots here about the military mandatory vaccines. I want to share that with you here in the next few minutes. Also, we've been able to get Dr. Richard Fleming to join us at the bottom of this hour, if that's all right with you. He's available.
He can chime in here. Oh, it's this hour. Good, great, great, wonderful.
Yeah, and this is one of the most brilliant people I've ever interviewed. He's a nuclear cardiologist. He's trained as a physicist. He's a PhD and an MD doctor, and he's been able to trace the entire origins of this bioweapon, the spike protein bioweapon, and he confirms that this bioweapon is in the vaccines. And so he's also an expert on inflammation. So he's got information about how people can reduce their systemic inflammation in order to halt long-term effects. If someone has made a mistake and taken one of these vaccines or even two vaccines, there's still a way to save yourself, and you don't have to go down the road of death.
Oh, well, that's the holy grail. Does he only have 30 minutes?
No, he's got more than 30 minutes. I think we're going to carry him into the fourth hour.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave early then because I want to let you go with this. You're good at being quiet, unlike I am. So let's cover the time we have right now, then what else is happening, because, man, things are moving quick.
Okay, here's what I want to bring up right now. About the military and the mandatory vaccines, understand this is a bioweapons attack on the U.S. troops that's being waged by the treasonous high-level traitors of the Pentagon and the Secretary of Defense. Now, to understand how this is happening, how did the CCP infiltrate the Pentagon? And I know you'll appreciate this fact, Alex. Remember the OPM hack, the Office of Personnel Management hack by the CCP. I think that was in 2015 or 2016.
Obama gave them all the codes, the 22 million U.S. intelligence military. They used that to then blackmail and control people.
You got it. Now, remember what was in those files? They had these psychological profiles of high-level military leaders, including high-level FBI personnel. In their interviews, when they're being interviewed for top-level clearance and so on, they're asked a lot of psychological questions like, do you have multiple sex partners? Have you ever been abused? Things like that. All of those psych records are now in the hands of the CCP, and I believe that they're using those records to blackmail high-level officials in the FBI and the Pentagon to go along with the People's Liberation Army war against the United States military to then weaken our military by having our own Pentagon mass murder our troops with spike protein bioweapons in the name of vaccines.
And let's be clear, this is globalism taking over America. We're not supposed to exist, quietly merging with the globalists under China and agreeing to spike our troops, to purge them and poison them as an armistice, as a sign of submission. China's not taking any of the, quote, U.S.-developed vaccines, which you now know are deadly poison. This is so obvious. Wow. So this is capitulation, like the Vichy French to Hitler, but Hitler didn't ask him to poison their military. So this is really unbelievable, and that's what's happening.
That's exactly right. And remember, we've confirmed with other experts and guests before, such as J.R. Nyquist, that he's an expert on the communist Chinese war stance, that communist China has long planned for bioweapons attacks against the United States. It's just that they found a way for the United States to attack itself.
They've done it with collaborators, so they don't get the blame. But they choreographed with the Rockefellers and with Fauci, the fear, the hysteria, the collapse, the rollout, all of it. But remember, they won't take the shot. That's the key. China won't take the shot. Their citizens won't take the shot. Their government won't give the shot that they want us to take.
And in fact, there's even more to this. A lot of details to share here, but there are people, I'm not sure about this, but for those who believe that Trump might one day be reinstated by a Supreme Court decision, if that were to happen theoretically, Trump would inherit a weakened military with probably hundreds of thousands of dead and injured troops, so that the United States would be more vulnerable on a national security level, which would mean the U.S. couldn't defend itself against foreign invasion or acts of war that are kinetic in nature.
You're totally right. This is the takeout of the U.S. We come back, you'll have the floor. We'll cover it all. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. That's why I have him on. He's so dead on. In fact, I intended to come on today. Well, we did, with nuclear bombs going off and the rest of it, hydrogen bombs going off, atomic bombs. And I said, this is a globalist takeover, an agreement to get rid of our troops, an agreement to get rid of us, a litmus test. And those that are good globalists, they get the saline. Those that aren't get the deadly prion disease. And it's all confirmed. There's 1,000,000,000,000,000%. There's no debating. This is all confirmed. I wish it wasn't true. We are living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, this is happening. And we've got to take our government back. My God, now they're about to literally poison all of our troops. And then our children. They're never going to stop, and China won't take the shot.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Richard M. Fleming, coming up with a bioweapon straight ahead, but continuing, that's the point I've made, Mike. The Chinese, the Indians, others won't take this shot, but we're all told we're supposed to. The Australians only 20-some percent have taken it. The Saudi Arabians only 20-some percent or less, but we're told we've really got to take this, even though it doesn't protect us. None of it makes sense. They're being given orders. I saw you interviewed that other very well-spoken medical doctor who's really been leading the charge, Dr. Lee Merritt, on the fact this is an attack. But she was saying, we don't know what group this is. You know, we think it's an international organization. We know it's the globalists. It's the UN. It's the Rockefellers. It's the eugenicists. It's the depopulationists. They're the ones doing this, and they want America out of the way. So how do you see this attack on our troops taking place, and how do we stop it?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for what you're doing and supporting all these individual voices. That, you know, we're all just out here interviewing all the experts that we can find. It's people like Del Bigtree and yourself and myself and others. And the experts, there are many courageous experts willing to step forward, like Dr. Merritt, and tell the truth, like Dr. Fleming, who's coming on here in just a few minutes. And the information he has is absolutely mind-blowing, and it's irrefutable. This is what I want to say. There is absolutely no question whatsoever that this was developed as a biological weapon, first in the United States military under the U.S. Army Research Facility at Fort Detrick, and then it was funneled into the Wuhan Institute of Virology with NIH money under Fauci in order to augment and enhance the gain of function properties. So, Alex, the shocking truth here is that this is a joint bioweapon developed by the United States and the Communist Chinese military, the PLA, and in that process,
by the way, that's not denied. Sent by Obama so he could bring it back against our own troops in the name of a vaccine. They put the bioweapon in the vaccine.
That's exactly what it is. And understand that there was intellectual property transfer that took place to the Communist Chinese as part of this. So the original SARS viral template, you could say, was developed painstakingly over many years in the United States. And then that, and by the way, it was developed as a dual-use technology, so it could be used as a biological weapon or a vaccine. And then Fauci used that excuse as a cover story to say, oh, no, we're only working on vaccines. We're working on defensive uses for this, when they were really building offensive biological weapons and handing the technology to the Communist Chinese military.
Exactly, hand of the Communist military. Sorry to interrupt. We see Fauci engaged being Chinaphile, saying China did great, America did bad, America's never going to reopen. They're openly collaborators in our own government and our own infrastructure are running an attack with China against us.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, China must be laughing themselves silly, celebrating how they've convinced America to commit vaccine suicide and inject all their own citizens with clot shots, death weapons. That's really what this is. It's almost like a bizarre, you know, Star Trek episode where people had to volunteer to show up for the extermination chambers because they were killed in a simulated war. Remember that episode back in the original Star Trek? That's almost what this is. People are showing up, almost like Soylent Green. They're showing up at extermination centers that are called, you know, immunization sites, and people are being murdered. And they're murdering the military, they're murdering the doctors and the nurses, and even big tech is murdering their own employees with these vaccine mandates. And, Alex, when the vitamin D levels fall, towards the winter of this year, and the traditional flu season kicks in towards the end of this year and the beginning of 2022, I believe we're going to see devastating hospitalization, sickness, and death on a level we've never seen
before. I don't think that's a prediction. It's already here. They lied last year about full hospitals. It wasn't true. Now they are full. And doctors that told us last year they weren't full are saying they're full now from the shedding. They've really hit us. And we have to admit it. We've been hit by a bioweapon. They actually did it. And if we're not strong enough to admit it, they're going to win.
And you know, I'm interviewing Dr. Fleming here coming up in a few minutes, but also I just want to give your audience a heads up. Throughout the fourth hour, I'm going to focus on what you just said, Alex, which is that this is an attack on the human infrastructure that allows society to function. And there is a critical tipping point beyond which, if you have a certain percentage of casualties, then society, the complex society that we now live in, ceases to function because you've lost the redundancy and the know-how of the people who can run the power grid, or who can run the telecom infrastructure, or who can run the manufacturing machines or the transportation systems. There is a critical point, and I don't know exactly where that is, but if we start to lose 25-30% of those who are vaccinated, there may be a tipping point beyond which this entire system suffers a cascading systemic collapse from which we are not able to recover. We're going to go back in that scenario to, you know, 18th century technology.
Which, by the way, that's the treaty of 1992, Agenda 21, for the post-industrial world. They have a plan with armored islands and ships and redoubts and mountain areas and rural areas in the middle of nowhere, where they're going to keep all the technology and the money and the science and then let us all kill each other in a controlled situation, but using bioweapons, using chemical weapons, using war and starvation, with the nuclear weapons locked up. They think they are the survival of the fittest. This is social Darwinism. So they are applying this to us, saying we don't deserve to live. Well, how about they don't deserve to live? So whether you believe that there's too many people or not, this is their now operational program to do this, Mike. We have lived to see it and be on air when they launch their attack.
Exactly. I call it their bioweapons nuke from orbit stance. Now, I don't mean literal orbit, but they are fleeing the areas that they're nuking with the bioweapons. They're going to the private islands and their underground bunkers and their special secret places all over the world. Caves, for example, that are filled with supplies to live 10 years, but then they're nuking everybody who's left on the surface of the planet, who's mostly oblivious in society, thinking that everything's going to return to normal if they just comply with the vaccine mandates. And then Fauci comes out today and says, probably everybody's going to need a third, shot soon. And then that's going to be a fourth shot and a fifth shot, basically until you're dead. They're just going to keep injecting you until you're dead, and that's what compliance will get you, by the way. You obey, you die. That's where we are.
So it's a gauntlet they run us through, but in the fine print, doesn't work, doesn't help you, poisons us, and they're just doing it. They're never going to survive in their bunkers. They're never going to get away with what they've done, Mike, because here's the good news. They could have been successful if you and I and countless others hadn't exposed it for decades. But the fact that they went ahead and launched this operation when it's part of American and world culture knowing this was coming, I think they made a big mistake.
I think so, too. I think they've vastly underestimated the pushback. They've underestimated how many people are well-informed. PhDs are the top group saying no to vaccines. Look at the super intelligent people, including the guests we're about to interview, Dr. Fleming. High IQ individual, has the facts and the information, knows to warn people.
By the way, you know this. Big studies came out, two new ones. The highest educated, most informed, highest income are the people not taking the shots.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so people are going to pay the ultimate price for bad decision making, believing false authority and trying to obey. They're going to end up dying. I'm very fearful about the deaths that are coming.
All right, this is a big interview. Everything we do is important, but I'm not just hyping this. Everybody out there, you this is a top doctor about to lay out the bioweapon for everybody, so do your part. Go to freeworldnews.tv. Go to band.video. Go to InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com/show. Take the live feed of this show and send it on your email, your text message, your word of mouth. Tell your coworkers, or later when this is archived at band.video, and share it. But whatever you do, fight back. Resistance is victory. All right, Mike Adams and his special guest coming up. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War. It's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome. This is Mike Adams here. taking over for the rest of this third hour and into the entire fourth hour as well. We're going to be joined in just a minute by Dr. Richard M. Fleming, who has, I think, a very important message for humanity and has done extensive research in this area and understands the origins of this biological weapon and its implications for humanity. Now, he's the author of a book called Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? That book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the usual places. Dr. Fleming also has a website called FlemingMethod.com. He is a, he's trained as a physicist. He's a PhD, an MD. He's a nuclear cardiologist, and he's also an expert in inflammation and inflammation response. So I think his information is probably right up there among the most important information for humanity right now. No kidding, no exaggeration. The world needs to listen to this man. And Dr. Fleming, if you are with us right now, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
It's good to be here, Mike. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for joining me. Now, here's what's interesting. Alex invited me to host this segment, this part of the show today. And when he did that, I immediately thought of you and having you as a very important guest, because you and I did an interview on my network earlier this week. And that interview is just blowing people's minds. And I'd like, my phone's blowing up from people watching that interview. So I'd like, if possible, could you revisit now? Let's start back at the beginning. What is the story of how this spike protein and SARS-CoV-2 came into existence and how it got augmented and how it became this biological weapon that's now assaulting humanity? Start from the beginning, if you would, please.
Right. Well, to begin with, there's a term called gain of function, and you used the other one a few moments ago, dual function, which is the same thing. It's just a different name that doesn't sound like it's as problematic. But gain of function is research that tries to take an infectious disease like a virus and make it a little bit more infective. So if you stayed ahead of it just, you know, a year or two, you'd have some good opportunities to treat people and keep things from getting out of whack. The problem is that those same people can continue to do a lot of research, and we know since back in 1999 and about 10 years before that, there was a lot of research going on by a number of people that were very interested to see just how far they could push the envelope, and they got millions, tens of millions of dollars from the U.S. government, from our federal agencies, including NIAID, NIH, Department of Defense, USAID, a number of agencies, even during times when gain-of-function research had been shut down because scientists like myself were concerned about what was happening, were worried about the potential real infections that could go on with these more infective viruses that were being worked on. The book is COVID-19, a Bioweapon, really takes and looks at this spike protein and what's been done to it over those decades. It looks at the grants that were paid to these researchers coming out of the federal government and by researchers specifically at EcoHealth, who then gave monies to Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina and Chi Zhang Li at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And these aren't the only universities, unfortunately, doing this or research facilities, but they are certainly up there in the top group. Fort Detrick, of course, has his hands on this as well. And one of the ways in which I can tell you that Fort Detrick deals with these viruses and imaging of these viruses is that I actually had some people try to recruit me for a job at Fort Detrick to do viral research and physics imaging of those viruses paid for by NIAID. So it's kind of hard for them to say, hey, we're not connected. There's lots of research papers that show exactly how they've tweaked these viruses over the years. There are patents that have been issued. A lot of people think that these patents maybe are for a different life form, and that's really not what they are. The patents are patents for how to modify viruses. So they're actually getting the intellectual property for the process, which tells you they have a lot invested. And the U.S. government gets patent monies off that research. So for the U.S., you know, for Fauci to say they don't do gain-of-function research is very disingenuous. Absolutely.
I mean, sorry to interrupt, but I've even learned recently that Fauci himself, at least as is reported, is one of the owners or co-owners of some of the patents on, HIV regions that appear to be part of the spike protein shell right now. Is that something that you've covered in your book? Does that sound accurate?
We have some of the components of HIV in there, particularly dating back to 2004 when Xi Zhengli put in the glycoprotein 120 component of HIV, and it attaches to a very specific receptor in cells, and that glycoprotein 120 causes prion diseases. Xi Zhengli knew that at the time. The papers were published at the time. That's one of the important things, I think, to take into consideration. It's one thing to kind of get the data, but it's more important to say, okay, what did they know at that time? And once you realize that the published research had already been there, that Xi Zhengli and Ralph Baric and Daszak and Fauci knew about this, it's much more nefarious because you realize that they had good working knowledge about these changes that they were doing. And so these viruses, there's very clear evidence that SARS-CoV-1 from 2002 was actually their first bioweapon. And this is an updated version. A bioweapon isn't something that you want to kill people. A good weapon doesn't kill the enemy. It slowly but surely demoralizes them and harms them. In this case, damages their society and their economy and causes slow, malicious diseases. We know that this virus is very good at producing inflammation and blood clotting, and that was actually the theory that I first presented at American Heart in 1994 to explain heart disease and cancers and high blood pressure and diabetes, was this inflammatory and thrombotic process. And these viruses are very good at that, particularly up front when you had other diseases for these people. So last year when we saw people with comorbidities, these other diseases dying, They didn't have to die. They died because they didn't get treatments for this inflammation and blood clotting, and they didn't get treatments because everybody was told there were no treatments, and so doctors were afraid to use treatments, or doctors' licenses were called into play, or doctors were arrested.
Just to interject, real quickly. So you're an expert on inflammation, and as you're describing it, the inflammatory effects of the spike protein are not only limited to vascular damage, which could be blood clots, it could be heart attacks, or perhaps strokes and so on, but I believe from what you're saying, the inflammatory effects can also be neurological or autoimmune in nature. Would that be a correct assessment?
Yes, absolutely. There's some good studies that we have on the website, FlemingMethod.com, that actually shows animal research. So humanized mice and rhesus macaque models are the two best ones that we have information on, showing that these spike proteins, and it doesn't matter whether they come in from the virus or whether they're made by a vaccine, which is the genetic sequence of the bioweapon. So they just simply put that inside of a drug vaccine biologic and then injected that into people. And it's just astonishing that they don't have any remorse for doing this.
But Dr. Fleming, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're about to go to a quick break here. I'll ask you to continue that thought on the other side of that break. And I also want to ask you about what may be next. If they've developed multiple bioweapons, what's next in store for us? Because there is an immune suppression component that we talked about previously. We'll cover that when we come back. You're watching InfoWars, The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. I'm filling in Mike Adams here, and my special guest today is Dr. Richard M. Fleming, the author of Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? We're discussing the origins of COVID-19 and the spike protein component of it that's being put into vaccines. Dr. Fleming has an urgent warning for humanity, and he fully understands how this was developed and deployed. My follow-up question to you, sorry to cut you off there before the break, Dr. Fleming, but my question is, it seems like from what you're saying, there can be no denial that these are bioweapons. They were developed intentionally as biological weapons, and then the dual use story was just a cover story. I mean, how can Fauci just blatantly lie to the world about all of this?
Well, I think that's the problem. I think the world and the United States are waking up and asking questions. You know, if you want to lock down and don't get people to think, you take the intellectuals out of the conversation, you separate people from communicating, and you try to manipulate the scenario. And that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. World War II, the first people who went to concentration camps were the intellectuals. And then he went after the Jews and the homeless and anybody else he didn't like. So you take those people out, and you have no other source of communication except what the government's actually telling you. You know, Barrick, you can find patents back to 2002. And one of the other viruses that Barrick really likes is something called transmissible gastroenteritis virus, or TGV. And he has worked with this virus along with the coronaviruses to play with their genetic codes and insert part of one into part of another one in an effort to get around it. And if you go back to 2016, in July of 2016, there is a paper that Xi Zhang Li and Peter Daszak and a few of the people from EcoHealth put together, where they took another piece of genetic material and added it to coronaviruses to allow coronaviruses to escape our immune system. So we would not make a defense against the virus. Now, you know, this is published data, so it's not like I'm making anything up. You know, you can go find this in the book and on the website, and that's the incriminating stuff. You know, this book is really an indictment when you get right down to it, and that's my legal hat here. But, you know, this spike protein is well known to cross the blood-brain barrier. It causes the brain to look like a sponge or spongiform encephalopathy, which is frequently called mad cow disease. It causes Alzheimer's disease with what's called Lewy body formation, these prions in the brain. It causes damage to the heart because it's inflammation and blood clotting is occurring all over the body. And it's not going to be consistent that everybody's going to have the same bad outcome, and it's going to slowly but surely take place over time. And I remember raising the question back in March that there was no way in the world that these vaccines, these drug biologics that they were coming out with, could have the immune response they were doing unless there was something else beside the genetic code for the spike protein. And it looks like there is. They're actually called self-amplifying mRNAs, which means it also carries the genetic code to make more and more and more of the spike protein. Well, guess which animal model has been used for the self-amplifying mRNA for SARS-CoV-2. Most animal models are dog, cat, mouse, rat. Guess what animal model they were using for this research?
You tell me.
Human. Human.
Well,
published paper.
What you've just said.
Research.
Okay, so number one, I mean, this is bombshell stuff. Number one, they've documented their entire history of carrying out what I'm calling these crimes against humanity. So they can't take it back. It's in the patent record. It's in their videos. It's in their own words. It's in the science papers. But what you just said now has me even more concerned, because you just said the self-replicating vaccine technology, or self-assembling mRNA, which means that, see, we were told by the establishment that the mRNA is injected into you at a certain mass, a certain number of micrograms of mRNA, and that it then churns out, you know, a certain number of spike protein particles, and then it's done, and that's it. Like, it runs out. But from what you're saying, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying that then these instructions can themselves self-replicate, which means this may be an ongoing transformation of people's bodies into spike protein factories. Am I hearing you correctly?
Right. So for a variety of reasons, that's right. First off, there's now two published papers that show that the genetic sequence of SARS-CoV-2, even if it's just for the spike protein, can get into your DNA. That's called reverse transcription. And that's something that we've known about in science since HIV. HIV, which Dr. Fauci was very much in the scene at the time. I was in medical school when it came out, so I've always kind of looked at that and said, well, I can't find any good papers that Dr. Fauci has really published on HIV since the early 80s when I was in medical college. So we know it gets back into your DNA. We know it gets into all but three of the human chromosomes. We know that it keeps replicating itself. We know that the injections don't stay at the site of injection, and we have known that since 2017. This is not brand new to the world. Moderna had a lipid nanoparticle influenza vaccine that they did studies on in the animals, and when they injected in the animals, that spread to the brain, the heart, the liver, the spleen, the bone marrow, all throughout the animal. So to pretend that they thought that this was going to stay right where it was just, it's, they're lying.
Even, of course, they're lying. You're absolutely right. Even the EU, I think, has just put new warnings on one of the COVID vaccines about kidney damage. Well, how is the spike protein getting to the kidneys if it stays in the injection site? How is it damaging the ovaries and causing, in some cases, spontaneous abortions or infertility if it's staying in the injection site? Clearly, as you're saying, this is circulating throughout the body. And if it crosses the blood-brain barrier, getting to what you just said in the last segment, and I'm going to translate this crudely into layman's terms, it sounds like over time, the spike protein eats your brain. It eats your heart. It eats your vascular system. I know those aren't medical terms, but just crudely, that's what it sounds like is in store for these people, not only who have taken double shots now, but who are going to be talked into taking booster shots, a third booster, a fourth booster, a fifth, never ending, I guess, until you're dead. Maybe they'll try to inject you after you're dead because they can still bill Medicare for that. It's insane.
Well, and one thing people need to realize is that as far as vaccines are concerned, I want to hit this with the Delta variant because people are concerned, and they should be. There's not human being. There's not one type of bacteria. There's not one type of SARS-CoV-2. There's all sorts of variants. There's 17 different variants. And so what they did was to take the genetic sequence that they had put together that made their bioweapon, and then they put that into a drug vaccine and inject it into people. Now, normally a person will get hundreds or thousands or maybe tens of thousands of a virus from if somebody coughs and spreads it to you, and you'll respond to that. And if you had these comorbidities, all these other diseases, then and you didn't get treated for the inflammation and blood clot, the critical thing, then people died. You know, over 600,000 people, you know, in the United States, millions worldwide. But when you take these vaccines, the Pfizer Moderna mRNA lipid nanoparticles contain 13.1 billion of this. The Pfizer and the AstraZeneca and Janssen, or Johnson & Johnson, have 50 billion. And let's cover Novavax while we're at it, because all they did with Novavax is they put that genetic sequence into moth, M-O-T-H, cells, and then grew the spike proteins in moth cells, and then harvested that, put it together with nanoparticles and a soap irritant from a tree to inject that into people. So that's not any better. I mean, it just, you know, and the only difference is that who knows what is attached to the spike protein after it was in the moth cell and got reproduced, right? Because it certainly wasn't human DNA, where you can make the argument in humans that maybe it was human DNA, but now we have potentially moth DNA coming into it. Who knows? And so when you have healthy people, particularly our kids and our military, right? You know, healthy people, and you give them billions versus hundreds or thousands, you're going to get a bigger inflammation and blood clotting or inflammatory thrombotic response. And that's why we're seeing healthy people have all these consequences, because they're healthy people and they're responding to a massive attack and their immune system is trying to function. It just, you know, they've never seen things like that. Now let's get to the final thing with this virus and these vaccines.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We're about to go to break again. I hope you can stay with us another segment or two, because I want to ask you about inflammation and what can people do if they've perhaps taken these vaccines so far and they've realized what's going on. Maybe they've suffered adverse reactions and they're saying, they're waking up. We've got to talk about systemic inflammation, ways to prevent it, which is what you are an expert in, among other things. You talk about a multidisciplinary expert. You're an amazing individual. You got a lot of knowledge. So stay with us, please. And we'll be back, folks, with Dr. Richard M. Fleming talking about inflammation and what we can do. Even if you're exposed to spike protein, you need to deal with this, even if you haven't taken a shot. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.